B-Pod Studios.
And it's time for another edition of Caring and Sharing with retired child psychologist Dr. Murray Kleiner. We head to Laguna Beach, California, where the good doctor is standing by and kind enough to take your emails. Good afternoon, doctor.
Good afternoon.
What's the problem? I understand earlier you might not have been on today, but then changed your mind, said you will come on. What's going on?
Well, it was a misunderstanding.
A misunderstanding.
I was actually in your neck of the woods.
You were in Florida?
Yes. As you know, and I want to go out of my way to thank you for your kind assistance. I've been trying to locate my daughter for quite some time.
Yeah, I know. She was, pole dancing up in Tampa for a while.
Well, that's what I had heard.
Okay, and what was her name again?
Candy Kleiner. That's Candy with a K. But
right.
I don't believe that she's in Florida. But
did you find her?
Well, I went to Nassau, and I scoured the island. The place where she was supposed to be, she was not there. And you know, I have, as much as I want to find my daughter, I have a life too.
Right,
and
sure,
I've come to the conclusion now, if she doesn't want to be found, I'm done with it.
That's the way you got to do it. I mean, if she wants to be found, she'll be found.
It's a tough thing, and God forbid, sure. I hope the people listening never have to go through this with an adult child.
Right, and remember, Dr. Kleiner, she is an adult.
So, on the way back, I have to clear customs.
Yeah.
And I'm taken aside quite abruptly, and I am an American citizen.
Yes, you are.
And I have all of the documentation to prove that, and I was questioned at length, and I probably didn't help my situation because of my own attitude, because I'd just been through an emotional time. I basically, in my mind, I buried my daughter.
Right.
And I thought it would be over quickly. I presented them with my credentials. They go deep into your background, they asked me my name, and I said I'm Dr. Murray Kleiner.
Former doctor. Yeah.
Well, that came into play. And they said, you are not a doctor. Legally.
Right, because the license was taken.
And they said, so is your name Murray Kleiner. And at this point, I will admit that I lost my temper. To make a long story short, the confusion was because evidently the Bahamas is not the best at customs, immigration, and things like that. My passport was stamped improperly by the Bahamian authorities. And so in big red letters on my passport, it didn't read Bahamas. They must have had an ink shortage.
Yeah,
because
what did it
my
say?
Passport was stamped with the word Hamas.
Oh, not good. Not good. Hey, let me ask you something. You got the air conditioner on high in your house right now?
Are you standing outside in a windstorm?
You want to?
Yes, I've got a window unit here in my home office.
Can you mind turning it down?
Yes, I would.
I'd appreciate it if you'd
Sounds like there's a stiff breeze blowing.
I might have just turned it.
You know, if it's hot.
If you got a window shaker.
You can at least, you know, just turn it down a notch. Crying out loud. Are we going to take, are we going to do letters today or not? Or are we just going to hear about you and Hamas?
How's that?
Noisy?
It's noisy.
Well, I turned it down a notch.
How about another notch?
How's that?
That's much better.
Go.
Oh, I'm sweating now.
That's good. Let's get to a letter.
How could they think I was part of Hamas?
I don't know.
And why would I have that stamped on my passport?
That's, you know, and they should have known you're coming from the Bahamas. Jeez.
And then they finally figured it out, and they came and apologized to me, made it even worse, and says, we've made a horrible mistake. Obviously, you are not with Hamas, and then they said, as a Jew, you must find that very insulting. I said, where do you get that I'm Jewish?
You are Jewish.
I am not Jewish.
You didn't have any medical marijuana with you, did you, when you went to the Bahamas?
What kind of question is that?
Because you were bragging last week how you were smoking
medical marijuana.
Well, I'm not stupid. I did not have that.
I didn't say you were stupid.
I'll say it. Jeez.
I don't know if this is somebody's idea, but no.
Can we do a letter?
I buried
my daughter.
Can we do a
letter? She's alive. Dear Dr. Kleiner, this is from Janie. She's 23, and she writes in to you if you're capable of giving your advice.
Well, she's just a little younger than my daughter, mentally.
Right. She's Janie, she's 23. She writes in, Dear Dr. Kleiner, so far in our 8-month relationship, my boyfriend and I have been having a really good time. There is, however, something he does that bothers the hell out of me when we're having sex. After I pleasure him, he absolutely will not let me kiss him. But when he reciprocates, he fully expects me to kiss him. And he's totally offended when I won't do it. Isn't this a total double standard, Dr. Kleiner? Am I right in not letting him kiss me? Does he have a right to be offended? Signed, Janie. She's 23, Dr. Kleiner.
All right, well, let me... So, she... After she buffs the broomstick...
Yes.
She will not kiss him.
He doesn't want her kissing him.
And that works vice versa. When he has pleasured the brown madam.
Right. Yes.
The buttonhole.
Yeah, he fully expects her to kiss him after that, but she, just to spite him, won't.
Well, again, you know, I have questions here, you know, I mean, if there's snot on the slit. Yeah, this is very difficult for me. I buried my daughter.
You didn't bury your daughter.
He's working through his grief now, Stan.
Well, I can see. So she does not wish... How can I put this delicately? She does not wish to kiss him after he has had contact with the lather maker.
Right.
She does not wish to share a slice of mom's homemade slit pie with
him. Right.
You know, nature's tufted treasure.
Yes.
Old mossy face.
Right.
The pen wiper.
Right.
Pin cushion.
Mm-hmm.
The playpen.
Yes.
Gully hole.
Yes.
Gravy maker.
Yeah, you exactly.
Fur box.
Yes.
Fort Bushy.
Yeah.
The old horse collar.
Mm-hmm.
The honey hive.
Yeah. See, after...
The house under the hill.
After he does that, he wants to kiss her. But after she's been on, you know, his stuff... there's no, he doesn't want her to kiss him.
Well, it actually seems like they're in agreement. So what's the problem?
I guess none, Doctor. Your advice, I guess, once again.
His sound, insight, yeah.
Your insight.
Well, I can't, but for a gentleman, for a gentleman, you do not want the taste of your own on your lips.
I completely
understand. You don't want to be tasting your own hoe handle.
Yep. I agree.
You know, you don't want that heat-seeking moisture missile bouncing back at you.
No, you don't.
No. One-eyed Johnny.
Yep.
Bald-headed champ.
Sure.
And the old kidney cracker.
Okay, we gotta wrap it up here.
You know what I'm talking about?
I'll go easy. I'll do only one letter because you buried your daughter.
Right.
I did. I buried my daughter.
Mentally, you did. She's a grown adult.
Yes, and figuratively.
She's a grown adult. If she wants to be found, she'll be found.
She just doesn't want to be found.
And I will say this. What was that girl's name that wrote the letter?
Janie.
Janie, you can't hold it against him. Because men in general, they don't want to taste the one-eyed night crawler in the turtleneck sweater. Okay?
Does it have to be a full turtleneck sweater? Could it be a dickie?
Well, maybe that's the wrong thing to say. You don't want to be tasting the old pink pencil.
Okay.
Pump handle.
Right. Okay.
You know, the Quinn steak.
Thank you, Doctor. And I hope you get over your grieving so that
you
can be back.
Wrestle the wonder muscle.
Right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
The silent flute.
You can turn the air conditioning back up in your apartment and enjoy a cool smoke.
Vomiting cobra. Okay. Or a pipe.
Okay. We'll see you next week.
Zubrick.
Wow.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that has ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor. Paradise. Listen to us once and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, Monday edition. See, this is important for a lot of people right now. This is morning because they had the Super Bowl last night, didn't go to work, and are just now dragging themselves out of bed.
Well, and I know that our audience is probably puzzled as to the fact that we're here live.
What do you mean?
Because we're stupid.
Well,
we legitimately felt sick on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And to anybody with a brain, that would be very brilliant, telegraphing the Friday before the Super Bowl
that we
already don't feel well, which would give us double coverage not to come in today.
So cliche, though. So cliche. Although we were not feeling well.
Yeah, and that's just, people are looking at us like that's ridiculous. You had it laid out perfectly. What are you doing here?
I went prop bet heavy in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them didn't come in. But I hail to the Chiefs, man. That Mahomes, unbelievable.
And Broadway was pretty close.
Yeah. Three touchdowns. In the fourth quarter, they come back again. I thought it was over in the third quarter.
Mahomes has got something.
He's got it. He's got it.
And
because he third quarter throws his second interception, and San Francisco's on a bit of a roll. Their running game was phenomenal, and I'm like, geez, this third quarter is almost over with, and. I think they might be done.
Well,
they weren't.
You know me. I tuned in for the final 6 minutes, which was the whole game.
It was.
But if I had an NFL team, I would make any quarterback on my roster watch tapes of Mahomes, because that's what it's going to take to succeed.
He's good.
And what he's got the whole package. He's a team leader. He knows how to play the position. But the most important thing he's got is something that the greats have, even if they're not great runners. Marino had it. It's escapability.
Oh, yeah. He steps up into the
pocket. Where it looks like
pocket.
He's sacked.
Yep.
And
he
anybody
got,
else.
He got sacked a few times, though.
But when it counted.
Look.
When it counted, they had him dead to rights I don't know how many times.
He stepped it up.
In today's NFL, with the way that it's gone with the defense and the constant pressure. You're not going to get a clean pocket like you did back in the day where you can go through your progressions.
He had another notch. I saw it in the AFC Championship game where it was he could do pretty much what he wanted to do.
You can go back and watch tapes of him at Texas Tech, and it's the same thing.
But you didn't see it. I'll be honest with you, completely honest. Through three quarters of that Super Bowl, I said, this is a boring game. There's not a hell of a lot going on here. Neither team is there hadn't been a long pass like Mahomes threw in the fourth quarter. There wasn't anything close to that. He had thrown two interceptions. Your Garoppolo there, he was doing a little
well, remember how they
nip
got
and
there.
Tuck. But he was his percentage of passes. He was throwing those short little out passes and really raking up the numbers. And the running game was phenomenal. But there was nothing. There was no big breakaway
until
play
it
of the
counted.
Day. Until it counted. Where I go right to my point again. It seems like Kansas City turned it up a notch, and when they went for the kill in the fourth quarter, there was nothing San Francisco could do to stop them.
They
nothing.
Believe in that guy, and you know about the great moments on the field. I thought he had a great moment off the field.
When his girlfriend jumped and straddled him by the waist?
Well, that's embarrassing, but... yeah, that was unfortunate.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
But...
a rookie mistake.
If you'll recall, you know, they get the go-ahead score and the team is going crazy. Yeah. And then when Williams breaks that second touchdown, they go really nuts.
Yeah.
And I'm watching all the players, and it's like they've forgotten where they were. And Andy Reid did it a little bit, but I looked around, and I'm going,
oh, are you saying the game's not over?
The quarterback, and all he's doing is screaming at the top of his lungs, finish the game.
Yeah,
finish the game.
Yep. You're right. So
that's a 24-year-old kid.
Yeah, I'm so glad the Chiefs won.
Fort Myers' own Sammy Watkins making a crucial catch.
Yep. He had a great game. I'll have a little bit
And against Richard Sherman. Nice job.
I'll have a little bit on the Super Bowl and a few things on that on the grab bag.
And my God, you know, while watching the former Dolphins kicking ass.
Excel.
Yep.
Yep. You're going to find this hard to believe.
That you remembered?
Yes. Yeah. You're going to find this hard to believe. Naples Nissan, been telling you 5 years, under 50,000 miles, MSRP. Well, they've stepped it up one more time for February.
How?
Follow me on
with
this.
With the stuff that they're doing, I mean, they got to be razor thin.
It just got sweeter. If you trade in your car that is 8 years or younger, and
hold on,
under 80,000 miles.
I think you mean 5 years.
No, it's been upped. Now it's 8 years, 80,000 miles, no matter what you're driving. You got a Kia, a Hyundai, a Ford, a
Dodge.
That's
not the script I got.
Chrysler.
The script I says five years.
No, eight years, 80,000, under 80,000.
You're positive.
Yeah, and ask yourself the question, a new Nissan or that old 2012 in your driveway now that needs new tires? You know, it doesn't have the Bluetooth, doesn't have the backup camera. Your new Nissan will. You'll get the MSRP for that car.
You better make sure you're right or we're toast.
No, I'm right on this.
What I had heard was that it had to be under 5 years old.
No, they made it a little sweeter. Check out all the details at Naples Nissan, Pine Ridge Road, and drive home in a new Nissan today.
You willing to die on that hill?
Yeah, I can probably, yeah. Well,
Eight years.
Yeah.
Less than 8 years.
Yes.
Less than 80,000 miles.
Yes.
That's no way to run a business.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney coming up on the show today. We're going to have Stan's audio grab bag here in just a second. In about an hour, the easiest game we play on this show, Reverse Name That Tune, up for grabs. I'm going to tell you right now, we've got a lot of good prizes this week, including tickets to go see Guns N' Roses. And they're not even on sale yet. But we're going to get you set up to see Guns N' Roses August 15th, Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. So that's pretty good. We got
aren't they still in Miami?
Who, Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, I know. At least Axl was.
Yeah, well, again, this is in August.
Oh.
Tickets go on sale Friday. And then, of course, later on today, the Wayback Machine will tell you where we're going.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the little side things that come along with a Super Bowl win. LSU goes undefeated, wins the national championship.
Yeah.
And the Honey Badger wins the Super Bowl.
And here's the other thing that was weird. What are the odds of this? That Andy Reid,
oh my God,
wins the Super Bowl on his 222nd game on 0-2-0-2-2-0-2-0.
I was quite honestly, truly concerned that the man was going to have a heart attack right then and there.
Yep. Yeah.
And I think he even said that.
Yeah, he said, my heart's racing.
I can't get too excited.
Yep. Yeah. Let's check. I got a few
but think
Super
about
Bowl stuff.
What? The vindication for Andy Reid. The things that he'll never say out loud that accomplished for him. That one game.
Up until yesterday, the longest active head coach without a Super Bowl victory. 221 games. And he hadn't won a Super Bowl.
He'd won plenty of playoff games.
Plenty of playoff games, no Super Bowl. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
And in that business, that's something that you never, ever forget, no matter what you do.
It happened. It was late last night. Oh, I don't know, around 10 o'clock. Just needed to run out the clock.
They have done it. Chiefs are Super Bowl champions here in Miami as they win it here in Super Bowl 54.
And there was a moment, you know, Lamar Hunt passed away a few years ago. He founded that franchise.
And named the Super Bowl.
They have a crest of the American Football League on their shoulder with his initials on it.
And do you know, I don't know how many other people there are, but his wife was there.
Yeah.
And she has seen every Super Bowl.
She was there from the very beginning. Owner of the team. The owner of the San Francisco 49ers. The widow owns the team. But they handed the trophy over to the Hunt family after 50 years.
Clark, I know how much this trophy means to the Hunt family. You are going to take this trophy home after 50 years to your great fans. You are Super Bowl champions. Congratulations to your entire organization.
I'm so happy for our players, coaches, and fans, and especially Andy Reid. Nobody deserves this trophy more than Andy Reid.
Pat Mahomes and all of his boys, our defense, taking care of business, the coaches, man, a great job of keeping things right at the right time. Yeah, I mean, it was a beautiful thing. How about those Chiefs?
You know who I'd be interested to talk to?
Who?
Alex Smith.
You
know his career, don't you?
Yeah, and they went down a whole line of players, Hall of Famers, and big-name players and coaches that have been there and gone.
Alex Smith was taken, if he wasn't number one, pretty high in the draft by the 49ers, and they decided he was a failure.
Yep.
Then he went to the Chiefs and did really well, and they decided, he's good, but he's not good enough. And then he's traded to Washington, where he's injured so severely he nearly dies.
Yep. Well, there was a lot of good players.
So he's played for three NFL teams, and two of them played in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to give you just my feelings about halftime, and then I'm going to play something for you that I don't think anybody's heard.
How is that possible? There was a saturated media coverage.
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody's heard this because I got the tapes.
You've got an exclusive, do you?
Yeah, I sure do. So the Super Bowl halftime show, it was all over social media. Greatest halftime show ever. J-Lo looked great. Shakira was unbelievable.
Have they seen Prince's?
Yeah, no kidding. But what I noticed as I was sitting there on the sofa watching the game with my wife, I see Shakira flicking that tongue. I see J-Lo grabbing at her crotch.
Well, that's what they do, isn't it?
I said, right there, I prayed to God.
Nothing happens.
That nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I, as a broadcaster, do not need...
Still paying the price.
...another Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake thing. And my wife, who's too young to remember, said to me, what's the big idea about the Super Bowl halftime show and radio? I said,
Are you telling me you've never had that conversation with her?
Television skated.
She really didn't know. She didn't know.
She can't put the two and two together about it. What does radio have to do with
this? That's our life.
We were in meetings.
Things completely out of our control destroy our lives.
We were in meetings with FCC attorneys, taking quizzes, and a whole list of things we could no longer do on radio because of what happened with Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake.
That's no joke.
No joke. So I'm watching this.
We came in and a day just like today after the Super Bowl, and boy, did you see that Janet Jackson? Shh. Don't say a word. You need to be in a meeting now.
Yep. So as I'm watching this, social media, this is the best show ever. I'm saying to myself,
please.
Please. The NFL is allowing this again. Well, guess what, kids? I got the tape from the director of the halftime show. You know, when he's talking in his mouthpiece?
Mm-hmm.
I got that.
Camera 2, get Shakira's skirt popping up. Stay low, good crotch shot. Camera 3, get ready, she's stripping off part of the costume. Good. Back to camera 2, Shakira lying on her back with a guy standing over her. Good, good. Now she's back up, more crotch shots. All right, here comes J-Lo on the stripper pole. Get ready for the butt shot of her round rump and the leather chaps. Good, good. Here it comes, stripper pole 2. Not too tight, she's lip-syncing. She spent more time in rehearsal on the pole dancing than the lip-syncing. Get some shots now of the other stripper, pole dancers. Good, good. And finally, with all the little girls on stage, both Shakira and J-Lo shaking their butts. Nice work, everybody. It sends a great message to little girls everywhere.
Thank you so much!
I was just waiting... I said, don't let it, please. How is the NFL allowing this? And don't let it happen again.
Come on, NFL.
Jeez. Oh.
I'm sorry. I don't. You never know what's going to happen in the future. But when Prince did the halftime show, there was something weird going on that night. Because there was a light rain, and just the atmosphere was insane.
That was one of the greatest ones. That, I would say, is the greatest of all time.
When he's doing Purple Rain, and you've got 100,000 people singing along, and you've got the purple spotlights that are going through the rain, it's insane.
I rank the Prince halftime show and Pick'em, any one of the Up With People show.
Oh, yeah. Pick one. Yeah. They're that good.
Yeah. So, what was it like in Kansas City last night? This is real, folks. Audio of a Kansas City neighborhood after the Super Bowl win.
Is this a residential neighborhood or like a downtown area?
Well, it's in the distance. Sounds of explosions.
I know we have at least one Chiefs fan in the area.
Yeah.
Because there were a couple of bottle rockets that went off.
I'm not joking. Here is audio from a neighborhood in Kansas City last night. Joking,
Stan. Are you sure that was from last night?
Yes.
Because I could have sworn that we played that before. Wasn't that from a couple of years ago?
The celebration was so big and so loud and shaking that the National Weather Service radar was actually picking it up.
Picking it up how?
The vibrations and the
as a tremor?
Yeah, something going on. This was my commercial of the night. Bill Murray reprising his role in Groundhog Day.
Okay, campers, rise and shine. It's Groundhog Day. And don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there today.
Phil? Hey, Phil.
No, not you.
It's me, man, Ryerson.
Okay, little fella. Good job. That's different. Good job.
Hey! He got the groundhog! Phil?
Hey, you're gonna freeze to death.
Who cares?
See you tomorrow.
Don't say your head too long. Safety first.
Yeah. He got the groundhog, Phil!
It's not personal. It's just a game.
Not a bad day, huh?
I don't know where we parked. I was following you.
Now, if you go online, that was their 60-second commercial on the Super Bowl. You go online, they've got an extended one. It goes for about a minute 45, adds a few extra little touches to the commercial.
Yeah.
It was great.
Like what?
A few more extra lines, a few more little extra quips.
I wonder how much that costs.
A lot. That is, if I'm not mistaken, it's the exact same location of the shooting.
Oh, I mean, it's perfect.
They get Bill Murray. Super Bowl commercial runs about $500 million just to run it.
How much for Bill Murray to do Groundhog Day?
A lot.
Because, I mean, Bill Murray on his own for a commercial venture, I would imagine, would be really something. And then you've got to get the rights to the movie.
And the Sonny and Cher song.
And the exact location.
The exact location. You got to get his brother in there, which he was the guy with that would hold the groundhog.
I'm sure Ned Ryerson was probably reasonable.
Ned probably scale. There's the longer one where he's bringing the groundhog into the inn, but the next day he has a vest on it, and he's allowed into the inn.
Oh, because it's an emotional support groundhog.
Yes. They got extras. It runs about a minute 45, and it's worth the watch.
I got, and I appreciate it, I got a message from a listener, and I'm sure they're wrong. I didn't see the commercial. But it was suggested to me by more than one person that they congratulated me on my Mountain Dew commercial.
Oh, yeah, I saw the Mountain Dew
commercial. And, of course, I replied, look, I'm not in any Mountain Dew commercial. I don't know what you think you saw. And they said, well, you should look at the Mountain Dew commercial. It's a takeoff of The Shining.
Yeah, I saw it. It was good.
And if you look at, I guess they, you know, the twin girls from The Shining, they go, that's you. And I said, no, that's not me. Have you seen a picture of it where anybody would get that idea?
No.
Of the two girls?
Oh, hold it! Yes, that's you.
Can you pause it right there smile?
When they pick that's you.
That's me. That is me on the left.
No, it's both of you. It's you. I didn't notice it until just now. It's you.
Well, what? Am I considered in the public domain? I get Bill Murray money?
It was either you or that woman in England that looks just like you. I can't tell who they used.
No, I can see it on the left. I don't see it on the one on the right.
Oh, I see it both.
Is that me?
Yeah, oh, that's you.
Well, why am I not rich?
Don't you remember doing it? You had to go for the shoot.
That thing you dragged me to that you said as a favor?
Oh, don't worry about that. Get that out of your head.
At that old haunted hotel?
Don't worry about it. That had nothing to do with it.
You
okay?
said it's just a couple of snaps.
Yep.
I still don't understand why I had to be there.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You like my new Audi?
What do you mean? Since the hernia surgery?
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, that whole Bill Murray thing, to top it off, yesterday was Groundhog's Day.
Now, my forecast on a day that's a palindrome will cause some to cheer and some to moan. So do I hope you think it's neighborly, for there is no shadow of me. Spring will be early.
Yeah.
It's a certainty.
Yeah, he didn't see a shadow, so he got spring.
So, if the groundhog sees the shadow, that means longer winter.
If the groundhog sees his shadow, 6 more weeks of winter.
But that would mean that the weather's decent.
Well,
if he sees his shadow, their sun's got to be out.
No, if he doesn't see his shadow, it's going to be good winter, or spring.
But that means it's bad weather at the time.
I didn't invent it. Toodaloo, toodaloo.
What?
I got it. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo me?
Yes, I did.
You know, here I am.
Toodaloo.
I'm golden ruling it, and you're toodalooing me.
Toodaloo. Toodaloo, toodaloo.
That's excessive.
I can't help it that he recorded it multiple different times and ways. This, I gotta play this. First of all, if it's leaked, it's leaked info. If I'm Johnny Depp, I'm leaking it. I'm the one, not me personally, but my people.
Plausible deniability, though.
Yes. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard were going through a nasty divorce because
it was such a piece of work.
It was a he said, she said about violence in the marriage.
Yeah, she's the devil.
Yeah. He claimed that Amber Heard was physically abusing him. She, it was him physically abusing me. Somebody, and I don't know who, and we may never know, leaked a therapy session where she admits to punching him.
Yeah, I just think it's funny that Johnny Depp goes through his entire life into his 50s, and this is never an issue. He's got exes all over the place, and
yeah.
That's never been his style. And all of a sudden, at this stage of his life, he decides to get physically aggressive.
He's not going to. He said, she said, here is the leaked.
Well, it's not just he said, she said. It's he said, she said, and then everybody they've ever known going, yeah, that's not Johnny.
Take a listen.
Amber's got a temper.
Listen to this.
I'm sorry that I didn't.
Hit you
across the face in a proper slap, but I was hitting you. It was not punching you. Babe, you're not punched.
Don't tell me what it feels like to be punched.
You've been a lot of fights. You've been around a long time. I know.
You got hit. I'm sorry I hit you like this, but I did not punch you. I did not deck you. I was hitting you.
You can't.
I don't know what the motion of my actual hand was, but you're fine.
God.
I did not hurt you. I did not punch you. I was hitting you.
Ah, she's a nut.
Yes.
And somebody on his side, thank goodness, leaked it. She admit I was hitting you.
He was lucky she didn't slit his throat.
You got that right. We got the beautiful story.
Just still can't believe I'm in a Mountain Dew commercial and I didn't know the first thing about it.
Look, I don't know if I sent a photo for them to CG it. I don't know if it was when I took you to that place.
But
all I know is I got a windfall out of it.
Well, why do I have to be in a dress?
Well, that's the way the CG cameras did it. Toodaloo. Local beat next.
Toodaloo.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Toodaloo me
looks
on that.
Just like you.
viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. 277-9600. We got Stan's local beat here in just a second. Coming up in about 25 minutes, reverse name that tune. Chance for a Thou at 4 o'clock. And then later on today, we go into the Wayback Machine. It was just announced, and it's over the news everywhere, all over social media right now. And I know some people love him, some people hate him. I know that this gentleman, whenever he would be vacationing in Southwest Florida, which he did a lot, would listen to this show. Rush Limbaugh just announced that he has advanced lung cancer, and it was just released. And no matter how you feel about him, Rush was influential in our business.
I love Uncle Rush.
And
we were just talking about it outside, and I said to you, there are not a lot of people in radio that I look up to, and he's definitely one of them.
He was one of them that changed the business.
He changed the world.
And so our thoughts and prayers go to Rush Limbaugh.
And he's been doing it right for such a long time.
So our thoughts are with him.
What?
Toodaloo. What?
How can you toodaloo before
know.
You
Wait
even...
a second. What? What is it? Go ahead.
Why are you toodalooing me all
the... Again, I was like a trip hammer there. I apologize.
By the way, I just happened to be in the office and the call came through. I let it go to voicemail, but somebody from Mountain Dew called for you.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
This is about a routing number?
Yeah, I was expecting a call.
Okay.
Got to put it under a different name.
But
number, account number.
Right. Well, you know, and the Super Bowl, the commercials are always there.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, besides the one that I'm in, there was one that really caught my attention. The Doritos one with Sam Elliott and the rapper.
Oh, yes. Wasn't that? That was a good one.
Now, what's that rapper's name?
That was Lil Nas.
Yeah. And I'm watching that, and I'm thinking, that's a really cool commercial, especially what they did with Elliott's mustache there.
Yeah, and then at the end, there's Billy Ray Cyrus sitting there with the hat on.
Yeah. But I was thinking... You know, we're at a stage in our career where we've been around a while, and I'm thinking of paralleling the career of Frank Sinatra. Mm-hmm. And when Frank Sinatra was at this stage of his career, it became very important for him to do songs that the young people would enjoy. And he became very hip all of a sudden.
Well, he became... No, he didn't.
And I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, okay, so that guy's name is Lil something.
Nas.
And it seems to be very popular, you know, in your hip-hop community. What would you think about rebranding?
Huh?
Now, we're not going to run away from the name. It's been good to us, okay?
Yeah.
It's still going to be Stan and Haney.
Yeah.
But what would you think, just a little adjustment to keep with the times, Lil Stan... And Young Haney. That's Y-U-N-G. Lil Stan and Young Haney.
Toodaloo.
You don't think that would... You don't see that as a benefit.
No, I don't.
Lil Stan...
Okay, I heard you the first time.
And Young Haney. That's Y-U-N-G. And of course, it's not little, it's Lil.
Lil
Stan and Young Haney.
Stan's local beat.
Is that a hard no on that, or can we...
That's a hard no. I'd like to see some branding on it, though. But
we can't revisit that?
Probably
not.
Maybe. Someday.
Lil Stan...
Not now.
And Young
Haney. Just realized it's February. That's Haney's birthday month.
Yeah. That's what right, better yeah. month
than young
Lil Haney. Stan and Young Haney.
Stan's local beat.
Man, you understand? I'm not spelling out the
local
word young.
Beat.
It's Y-U-N-G.
Toodaloo, your local beat. That was a good commercial, though.
That's what I get. What I get when I make an effort.
So I'm playing golf on Saturday. It started to rain. I had to cut it short, but a news alert came over one of my golfing buddies' phone, and I saw the
How
headline.
Did your watch not get it first?
A different service.
And did I you said, find out everything on your watch?
Yeah, right here. I said, you have to send this to me. I got to do it for the local beat on Monday. This is a real beauty. Dateline Port Charlotte. Headline. Florida woman punches neighbor for not inviting her kids to birthday party.
It wasn't a punch.
This is from our friends at NBC2. This is great. This is pathetic is what it is. Again, Port Charlotte, Florida woman punches neighbor for not inviting her kids to birthday party. Quote, can my children come to your grandson's party? End quote. That was the question that Amanda Dom asked her neighbor Kim before losing her cool. Deputies arrested Dom on Thursday after she barged into her neighbor's home and attacked her. That's according to the arrest report.
Where is this?
Port Charlotte.
Oh, come on.
The incident was reported on South McCall Road, all because Dom's children were not invited to the party next door. Dom is accused of marching over to her neighbor's home and demanding her kids attend the birthday party for Kim's grandson. Kim's answer was a strong no, and she told Dom to leave her property. Instead of leaving, Dom decided to attack. The detailed arrest report said Dom's husband had to calm her down. The husband pulled his wife outside of the home as she continued to kick and punch her neighbor.
What a dirty job.
Yeah. The attack left the neighbor with a swollen cheek. Her ears and lips were also injured from getting beat.
Over a child's birthday party.
Yes. Now, how did they get Dom, Amanda Dom? She lost.
Boy, she's got an angry haircut.
Yep. Yeah, short and, well, not much maintenance needed.
Well, you know how it is when you got kids.
Yep. Yeah. Less time on yourself, more on them.
Yep, short hair and paper plates.
Yep.
That's the only way to go.
Yeah. Dom lost a fingernail, and she lost her cell phone inside the neighbor's home.
And she's got the painted-on eyebrows. Oh, she's an angry woman.
Were two key pieces of evidence deputies used to arrest her. Now, they claim the arrest is for burglary with assault or battery. I guess if you go into somebody's home uninvited, you're a burglar.
I thought that would be trespass. Did she take something?
It says, well, she left a fingernail in her phone. But that's why I say the charge seems a little weird. I'm not a cop.
No, private.
Nope. Private. Do my own investigating. It's my nephew Jedediah, and we go around solving things. Deputies used that stuff that was evidence used to arrest her for burglary with assault and battery. Dom was bonded out in jail. She's back home. But uninvited, wanting her kids to attend a party that she and her family weren't invited to. Give me a break. When we come back, we've got a lot of good prizes this week. What?
No, it's just...
What's the matter?
How does someone decide that they're entitled to be at somebody else's...
I don't have no idea. That's not a natural thought of mine. It's not a natural thought of yours. I haven't had a conversation with Rob about it, but I don't know that that's a thought of his, that if the neighbors were having a party, he wasn't invited and he's forcing his kids on him.
And the husband,
his head, no.
And the husband has to
physically remove her.
Well, why wasn't he charged with assault? Clearly, he's too domineering.
Look at her.
Oh.
Seriously. Yeah, she's a nightmare at parent-teacher functions, too.
And you know what? Her whole look would change if she wasn't so angry to the core. It's like everything about her expresses anger.
Yeah. And plus, you got a mug shot there. I don't think she was too happy when they were clicking that.
She's mean.
Yep. Reverse Name That Tune. Going to play you today. Classic rock edition.
Now, for those of you that aren't familiar with it, you'd think... That's going to be incredibly difficult, a lot harder than if you were hearing the song played forward. For some reason, it seems easier.
Easiest game we play. It's amazing how reversing it really doesn't change the essence of the song. It's all backwards. First person to identify the song will get themselves a prize. We're going to take a break. Reverse Name That Tune coming up. About 35 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word could get you a Thou Wayback Machine later on today. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us Monday afternoon. About 23 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word could get you a Thou. We're going to play a little game here, reverse name that tune, in just a second. Also, a half hour away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, hour away from the Wayback Machine. I don't know if you knew this or not. Xfinity Mobile is the only wireless network that automatically connects to millions of secure Wi-Fi hotspots and the best LTE everywhere else.
Yes, Stan. And Xfinity Mobile is also the only wireless network that lets you customize and mix data options on up to 5 lines. You can pick by the gig or unlimited.
That's right. Get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile together and save hundreds on your wireless bill.
You can keep your phone, keep your contacts, keep your pictures, bring your own phone. It's that easy to switch to Xfinity Mobile. Want a new phone? No problem. You can get the latest phones on Xfinity Mobile, plus add tablets or your watch to your account. You download the Xfinity Mobile app to manage your Xfinity Mobile account from anywhere.
Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. All right, let's win. Let's get some winners in the easiest game.
You know what?
That we play.
I can tell you're excited. Could you write a quick jingle of "Let's Get Some Winners"?
Let's get some winners right here on the show.
Nice.
Ba-ba-da-pow.
Now, if we only had, you know, jingle singers on demand.
Wouldn't it be great?
You wrote a beautiful one. Let's get some winners.
The winning's just beginning.
Super summer fun.
Ba-ba-da-pow. Here's what I got for you. I'm going to play a song in reverse. It's so easy. First person to call in and correctly identify the song and the artist, song, artist, will have their choice, winner's choice, while they last, of the following items. A 10-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw. Yeah, they're back. $50 to the pewter mug.
They go fast, though.
Yeah, they sure do in North Naples. How about a $50 gift certificate to Foxborough, official sports tavern in Naples? Got a pair of tickets to go see Guns N' Roses at Raymond James Stadium August 15th. They're not even on sale yet. They don't go on sale until Friday.
How you like them apples?
Or if you'd like to see an upcoming Everblades game at Hertz Arena, got a pair of tickets. You choose the game you want to go to. Those are the prizes. Phones are on lockdown. I will keep them on lockdown until we play the first reverse tune. These are classic rock tunes. I need the artist or band and the name of the song. Let's begin. Here's a sample of a song in reverse. Tell me the name of the band or artist and the song. It's very easy.
Doesn't matter which way you play it, it's still a great song.
Yep, 277-9600. Artist or band and the name of the song. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Jerry. How are you today, guys?
Hey, Jerry, how are you? Hot damn.
Hot damn, guys.
Can you name it?
Is that Bon Jovi, You Give Love a Bad Name?
Yeah, it sure is. See how easy this game is?
Wow.
You're a big winner.
You're a big winner.
Woo, I don't hear that too often.
Me neither. What would you like?
Man, I got to go see Guns N' Roses, fellas.
You got them. They're not even on sale yet. They don't go on sale until Friday at noon at LiveNation.com. You've got a pair of tickets to Guns N' Roses, buddy.
I look forward to that and upcoming football season right around the same time.
Yes, sir. Hold the line. That's how it's done.
Bad name.
All right, Guns N' Roses tickets are gone.
Background vocals are so important.
Yep. That little follow-up there.
Bad name.
Everblades tickets. Food at Foxborough Official Sports Tavern in Naples. Food at the Pewter Mug North. Barbecue Saw, Everblades, Foxborough, Pewter Mug, Barbecue. If you can tell me the artist or band and the name of this song in reverse.
Yes. Oh, I like the riff backwards.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know they did a Russian version of it, and there it was. 277-9600. The band or artist, name of the song. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan. This is Jim. How's it going?
Hey, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. My Chiefs just won last night. First time in 50 years. I'm ecstatic.
Yeah, man. That was just a phenomenal game in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Yeah, you tune in the last 5 minutes. It's a great game.
Yeah, it was a phenomenal. But first three quarters,
Yeah, that's why I didn't watch.
Yeah.
Their second half team.
Jim, do you think you know the artist and the song?
I do. It is my best friend's girl by the Cars.
It sure is.
You know, at the very beginning, it could have been Sweet Home Alabama.
It could have been.
It could have been, yeah.
You listen to it. It takes a couple of seconds, and then you got it. What would you like, buddy?
I'll go for some Everblades tickets.
Yeah, we'll set you up with Everblades tickets. Hold on, and congratulations. Hail the Chiefs.
Hail Chiefs, guys. Thank you.
All right, hold on. All right, two big winners. I told you, the winning is just beginning. I'm going to toodaloo myself.
Why would you do that? You're king of the jingles.
Yeah, but I need,
you can
again,
do a jingle about anything.
I need those singers doing that. Reverse clip number three. I mean, seriously, I would like Matt Mangus or Adam or even Brad Beasley to come into this studio and say, guess what? You've got a jingle package coming your way. What do you want them to do? We'll have the background singers and the ba-ba-da-ba and the stingers and all that. And I wouldn't know what to do. It would be like a phenomenal thing. Sorry, gotta keep the instrument moist.
That's what dreams are made of.
That's right. All right, we're up to reverse song number three. These are classic rock songs. Your job is
who's having a discussion out in the hallway.
I don't know. I don't know. On the air. On the air. Artist.
It worked.
Yep, I heard the door close. Artist. Name of the song. This is the easiest game we play. We have Everblades tickets. Foxborough Official Sports Tavern in Naples. $50 to the pewter mug. Babacu saw. Name it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
Didn't we manage to talk to all the doors, all the surviving doors?
Yeah. Thank you, Amy.
What?
You just gave half the answer away.
Doesn't matter. If somebody doesn't know that,
I want to maybe get one or two that don't, then I can make fun of them. But you don't know that. What is your problem?
You know the problems we get into when you want to make fun of people? They call up Mangus and demand a prize.
Because a lot of hurt
Stan
feelings.
Was mean to me,
yeah,
and I want
feelings.
You to make it
yeah,
right.
Yeah. He hurt my feelings. Jeez. Remember, and I said this. Hey, I know that you're just hearing it now, but it's the truth. Never mind. You can hear the program director down the hallway because we're on a little bit of a delay, and he's hearing it just now.
Toodaloo.
Yeah, toodaloo. I was saying this just today that when we have the exact our brain has to work in the exact opposite that it did, say, 25 years ago. 25 years ago, Handy and I were told, don't get overly sexual, don't use certain names and phrases, don't talk about belching, farting, all of this stuff, because it's...
Because of Janet Jackson.
Because it's sophomoric.
Yeah.
But we could go and make fun of people... Yeah, their religion, their type, their ethnicity, and all that. But all in good fun.
Persuasion.
Tongue in cheek. Now it's the exact opposite. Now, sophomore talking about farts.
That's
and,
great.
You know, Super Bowl cronk shots.
Please,
and,
more.
That's it, more. And it's the exact opposite of what we were trained for.
No, I mean, that's Rob's job.
He does it. He goes, you know what he does at night? He works blue. Well, sorry. Let's just get to the phones. Did I play it? Yes, I did play it already. Ahoy, who's this?
Norm.
Norm, how are you, buddy? Hot damn.
Doing great, thanks.
Go ahead.
Roadhouse Blues by the Doors.
Yep. You got that right. Absolutely correct. What would you like?
Pewter mug.
You got the pewter mug. $50 to the pewter mug. Hold on, buddy.
What is that?
I could go into a whole explanation about it, but I'm not.
I just wanted to make sure you saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure I'm not seeing things. Yeah. Other than the Doors that were unavailable for obvious reasons.
Ray Manzarek was a friend of the show. I mean, a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
We had Johnny Densmore on, and we had Robbie Krieger on. Robbie Krieger was in the studio. But Ray Manzarek, we had called him up because he had a book coming out.
Yeah, I can't believe that, though. When you think about it, we had every member of the Doors.
And he did a regular interview, but we were allowed to go longer and do the interview, and he really loosened up. And by the time we finished the interview, he said, let me give you my home phone number. You guys can call anytime you want. And
that was so great.
You know, and if the Doors 2000 went out and did a show, or they made, we would pick up the phone and call them, and we were on a first name basis with them.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just phenomenal.
And yeah, he was really good to us.
Very good. And, you know, rest his soul. He died young, and he was great, though. Yeah, Doors Roadhouse Blues. There you go. All right, here we go. Reverse song number four. I need the artist, and I need the name of the song. We have Everblades tickets. We have $50 to Foxborough Official Sports Tavern in Naples. $50 to the Pewter Mug. Stan and Haney Babacu Saw. For the first person that can tell me the artist and the song for this reverse classic rock tune.
Yep, we've been around the rock world.
Yep. Two other people on that song that we've had on
not
the show.
Not just one.
But two. But it was an artist's song, and I need the artist and the
friend
song.
Friend of ours.
Yep. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Christine.
Christine, how are you?
Great, yourself?
Well, I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. Haney's doing good, too.
Cool.
Good. You watch the Super Bowl last night?
Yes, I did.
Did you also watch the Puppy Bowl?
No.
Okay. Just checking. Can you name the song and the artist?
Eddie Money. Take Me Home Tonight.
Yes. Who gave you the answer? Who's sitting next to you?
No one.
Aha!
Christine, can we have your thoughts on the Super Bowl? Did it play out the way you thought it would?
No, because I wanted the 49ers to win.
I'm sorry.
Well, okay, why the 49ers?
I don't know.
You're not from there or anything, right?
No.
She liked the uniforms.
I'm from New Jersey.
Right on. What exit?
210.
Yeah, there we go.
See,
there you go. Exit 210.
I told you you're a weirdo, Rob.
Yeah. What town is that in Jersey?
I don't remember.
I have no idea.
It's been a while.
But it was exit 210.
Yeah, she doesn't remember the name of the town. She remembers the exit number.
Rob's from New Jersey. What exit, Rob?
I have no idea. Zero idea. Zero exit.
Everybody knows their exits. Everybody. You got, what would you like?
What are the gifts?
gifts again?
I got Everblades. I've got Foxborough Official Sports Tavern. I've got Pewter Mug. I've got Babacusa.
The Pewter Mug?
You got it. Hold on. Nice job. Hold on. There you go.
See, I wonder where 49ers fans come from.
Eddie Money and Ronnie Spector. Eddie, a friend, Ronnie on this show. Singing.
Yep. There she is. That was so cool he got her on that record.
Yep.
Now, where do 49ers fans come from?
I don't know. San Francisco.
But I mean, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, I'd think so. Go back to your Joe Montana, Steve Young days.
Well, that's the thing. They
sold a lot of Super Bowls.
They sold a lot of jerseys. But people in San Francisco, in San Francisco, you're either a tech billionaire or a bum. And I don't see either one of them being interested in football.
Oh, by the way, my wife just texted me.
Yes.
No such exit, what she mentioned.
Well, that's all right. We demanded an answer, and she gave us a quick one that was believable at the time. That's all we asked.
Here's something I didn't know about. I didn't know about this. We're talking about Ronnie Spector and Eddie Money getting her on the song.
Mm-hmm.
I was in my car, and I was listening to a DJ.
You were driving in your car.
Yeah, I was in my car listening to
turned on the radio.
Yeah, I did. A very famous song. It was a hit for him in the mid-70s as a solo act, George Harrison of the Beatles. Did a song in around 1975 called You, Y-O-U.
Why are you so fascinated by that show?
Not that show. The song was called You.
But you're thinking about it because of that show.
No. I was thinking about it because we brought up Ronnie Spector. That he wrote that song for her. And at the very end of the song, and I never knew it, as the song's fading out, Ronnie's the vocals switch from George Harrison singing it to Ronnie Spector singing it. She was in the studio with him, and as the song's fading out, you hear Ronnie Spector singing the song that he wrote about her.
Well, that's a hell of a how you do. Yeah. They just fade her down. You never hear her.
You can hear her. She was singing BVs with them at the end, and then she starts singing it.
Well, why wouldn't they let that go for a little longer rather than fading down on her?
Here's one more. One more, and then we got to do a safe word for a thou. One last chance to win. I need the artist or band name of the song. Here it is.
Another one we've hung out with.
Wow.
It's weird, I like it. Starts out loud and gets softer.
Yeah. Can you name it? Artist and song. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is MJ calling.
Hey, MJ, how are you?
Good, how are you?
The M and the J stands for what?
Mary Jean.
Oh, I like Mary Jean. That's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
But MJ's fun.
Yeah, it's like, fun. It's like a Tony with an I.
Yeah.
She's fun. MJ, name it.
Yes. That is Jukebox Hero by Foreigner.
Sure is. What would you like?
Do you still have any Pewter Mugs?
I do. Would you like to go?
I would love to.
Hold on. Hold on. We'll get you set up. Hold on.
Yeah, you know she's fun. It's like, Hey, we going over to MJ's this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah.
Hey, is MJ going to be there?
You know, that's always a great party.
Yep. Hey, have you heard from MJ?
No,
oh, my God.
What's up?
Oh, you're not going to believe it.
All right. Stay by your radio. Chance for a thou in seconds. We're Stan and Haney. Stick by the radio, chance thou.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Still have about 3 minutes to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. That word is play, P-L-A-Y, play. And you need to get that word in at 96krock.com on the K-Rock app or text the safe word play to 45911. You got just about 2.5 minutes to be eligible for the thou.
Last time play. I checked, this is not the BBC.
You got there, that right.
There are people screaming and yelling in multiple rooms up and down right. The hallway. But Stan and I were just having an interesting conversation. And it started because I was asking Stan, what do you think about Biden biting Savannah Guthrie's head off? And that was the start of it. But he pulled his psych degree out on me. And what is it that you said when someone is confronted with something?
That they're guilty of, they will go in attack mode. This can be virtually anything. Now, I'm not saying, and I was using a wrong word, I said angry. Let's take us.
Because I'm afraid that I look guilty all the time.
You do.
Toodaloo.
But... you know what? I'll use Rob as the example. Keep it off of us. So let's put it on him.
Good. That's what he's here for.
But if the average person is accused of doing something, let's just say, Rob, let me play program director, and you are the nighttime jock.
Okay.
That's quite a stretch.
I know. And I come up to you. And I'm just doing this as an example, and nothing's true. This is for most people. And I, as the program director, come up to Rob, and I say, you know what? I got to talk to you for a second. There are several prizes missing from the prize closet. Did you take them? His first reaction, if he is innocent, is astonishment, is... What are you talking about? Somebody took prizes out of the prize closet and it's me? Are you serious? It's astonishment on his part because he doesn't know where that's coming from. But if he was a thief, and you know what they say, a liar and a thief go together.
Mm-hmm.
If he was a thief, which he's not, but if he was, and I, the program director, came to Rob and I said, hey, I got to talk to you. What do we know about the missing prizes from the prize closet that totaled nearly $2,000? He would immediately go into almost an attack mode in his defense. Hey, man, why are you coming to me? What are you talking about? No. Why are you asking me if I went and stole prizes? How dare you come up and ask me a question like that?
Well, wouldn't you be angry at being falsely accused?
There would be astonishment first, not immediate attack mode. Meaning, how dare you accuse me? What, do you think I'm some kind of thief? But you're guilty.
But if you take a moment first going, what? Where you have to kind of gather what the hell you're even being accused of, and then you get angry?
Here's the other side of the coin. A true liar can train himself.
But what does an innocent person do?
Has to go and basically look you straight in the eye and say, I didn't steal anything. And if you're truly innocent, there's no proof, there's no pictures, there's no audio, there's no nothing that you did anything wrong.
What about deep fakes?
Well, that's a whole different world. I was long out of school before that came around. Let's get you updated on traffic.
I just don't think there's any way to appear innocent.
There is a way to appear innocent.
Like you?
Yep.
You look guilty as sin.
What are you talking about? I'll tell you about the prizes missing. I wanted them.
I'm entitled to them.
Let's start in Fort Myers.
I would have got away with it, too, if it weren't for you kids and that damn dog.
Damn dog. Fort Myers crash, 19,000 block of South Tamiami Trail. Two in Lehigh Acres crash, 1,300 block of Lee Boulevard right by the 7-Eleven. And a crash, Lehigh Acres, Haviland Avenue South and Leonard Boulevard South. One showing up also on Fort Myers Beach. It's a crash, 17,000 block of San Carlos Boulevard. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man, Mark Haney. He is the news. Well, what can you expect in 1 hour? And he's about ready to tell you. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. We are reaching a critical point in the United States of America. A couple of trends to keep an eye on. Because I have a theory that slackers are on the verge of taking over the world. They've gotten marijuana legalized. Bernie Sanders running very hot right now.
Yeah.
Here's the next domino to fall. We are getting closer and closer to a majority that truly believe today should be a paid holiday.
Yeah. I heard one kid was trying to start a petition. I'm in favor of this. Have the Super Bowl on Saturday.
What would it hurt?
I think it would be great.
Who would get hurt by that?
Nobody. Have the Super Bowl on Saturday.
That's heresy.
Yeah.
How could you do that? Why don't we just have it on a Thursday night like the rest of the crap they throw at us? Oh, this is interesting, given what we were just talking about.
What?
A new survey finds out why people tell lies.
Why do they tell lies?
Because they want to look honest.
See? Case closed.
Police catch a wanted criminal when a coyote chases him up a tree. And finally, a man was so upset.
How upset was he?
That an ATM stole his card. He did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
Blew it up. Hmm? These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
You know, thank you, Mark.
You're welcome, Stan.
Could really use some laughter around here. 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi.
Hmm. You cooking leftovers in there? What is that? What is that?
Chicken!
You know, as good as it is, I'm getting a little tired of it.
Yeah. It's still funny, but you know what? I don't laugh as hard as I used to.
Nah, magic's gone.
Yeah,
might have you guys to think you're funny.
Don't even start. Might have to rest that for a little bit.
So, you have a good day yesterday?
I don't know.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons your Super Bowl Sunday sucked.
Top reasons
harder than ever.
It sure did, Billy. Top reasons your Super Bowl Sunday sucked.
Nobody showed up to your party.
Yeah.
Okay, well, they did. They just didn't bring any drugs with them. Same reason Monday through Saturday sucked. Your life sucks. Everyone at the party you attended got weirded out when, well, you got a little tipsy and wouldn't stop talking about how dreamy Troy Aikman is. You had to work.
Mm.
And your job is cleaning the men's room at the Buffalo Wild Wings. You wanted to watch the game. Your wife wanted to watch the Puppy Bowl. So you compromise. And you watch the Puppy Bowl.
Me and my wife.
Yeah.
You just wanted to kick back and watch the game in your underwear.
Yeah.
But that didn't sit well with the manager of the Best Buy.
You got to be out of your mind.
You skip the game to go watch a movie with people dressed up as cats.
Oh, God.
And finally, the very top reason your Super Bowl Sunday sucked.
Yes.
The mute button on your remote doesn't work. And last time I checked, Joe Buck was calling the game. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Albert has left the building.
You know, I'm sure someone out there is screaming that I vaulted over a line.
Yeah. Ahoy. Yep. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy.
You guys couldn't carry Joe Buck.
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
This letter is interesting. Haven't gotten one of these in a while. And I thank him.
Was that a form letter?
And I thank him for writing. This is from Sean. He's from,
how many people do we have to send it to before we get the money?
None. Sean from Lehigh Acres.
Really, hey, works, huh?
Hey guys, hot damn! First of all, how would I address you, Stan? I'm not a subordinate, so is Big Stan only for coworkers? Then you got Radio's Good Guy and Southwest Florida's Silverback. Are there any others? Yes, but I don't use most of them on the air. Now to the meat of the letter. I have to pick on your too hot for Instagram department. Why, oh why, are the Stan and Haney, the interviews, not on a major podcast platform? If the best of the Johnny Carson show can have a podcast, why not the interviews? Not to mention The Onion has returned to give us news coverage on the podcast community. I'm not trying to harp on the on Stan and Haney, but the wing flappers and morale breakers need to step it up. You guys are great and have been doing this for over 6,500 plus shows in over two decades. You have the backing of all of your listeners, Stan and Haney. If the management want to make the interviews a K-Rock Internet exclusive, I think it should be clearly stated somewhere. I would respect that decision and find a way to accommodate that. It's 2020. Hot damn. And the clicks department should be clearly established by now and should be on a roll. Let's set a date, an achievable goal, to have the Stan and Haney, the interviews, added to the mainstream podcast platforms of, let's say, I don't know, October 1st. Now, I'm just an average guy with a love for Stan and Haney Internet Tales. or for short. Thanks for taking the time to read this. Your loyal listener, Sean from Lehigh Acres.
Well, that department consists of only one guy.
Oh, there's two now, and an intern.
Like I said, it consists of one guy. And that one guy, I'm sure that he's doing the best that he can. All I will say is that that one guy could have a basketball dunked on him by Mike Bloomberg.
That's a fact. It's from Meg. She's doing well, Haney.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I don't know.
Meg?
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. What in the crap is wrong with people? Why do people have their heads so far up their bums they can't chew their own food twice? I was at a grocery store over the weekend, and someone decided to park two spaces. So I left a subtle little note on the windshield saying, just because you drive this type of car doesn't mean you can have two spaces. I'm going to tell you right now, the nerve of some people and self-entitledness is ridiculous. Love the show, sign Meg.
He forgot the unmitigated gall.
Yeah, yep. Yep, you're right. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys, another Super Bowl has come and gone. I know it's almost like a holiday, but it is so much fluff before the game. My God. You get all of this so-called celebrities telling you to do this or do that. You can be a beautiful person, which to me is just a bunch of crap. But what bothers me is there is a segment of people who will believe it. I do not believe that is part of what's wrong. I do believe that's part of what's wrong with society. Whatever happened to truth in advertising? Yeah, I know they all want to get their beaks wet. Anyway, congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. Stan and Haney, you guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Yep. And not just one, but both starting running backs, the starter for the Chiefs and the starter for the 49ers, weren't good enough to make the Miami Dolphins squad.
Yeah. Wayback Machine is next. We're Stan and Haney.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. About 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to get you updated here on traffic, and then we're going to jump into the Wayback Machine. We'll tell you where we're going. We're going to look at the bottom of the top 10. And I just made a note to myself. I don't know. Were you able to? I didn't highlight it. Did you get number 8 as well?
Yes, right. I caught your error.
Yeah, I didn't highlight that. So we're going to look at 10 through 6 that were on the Billboard charts.
Why would you doubt me?
I don't know, because I went and looked, and I said, why didn't I highlight that?
Although I've got it in the wrong spot.
Ah, see? Good thing I brought it to your attention.
You'll take a win wherever you can get it,
Anywhere I can get it these days.
You're not very particular about it, are you?
No, I'm not.
So you point out your error.
Yeah. And then you notice, wait a second, I have it, but it's in the wrong order.
Yeah, because you didn't do it right.
Yeah, win for Stan.
No, I found it. I caught it.
Big win. Big win.
Big win for Big Stan.
Let's get
And the guy wondering what to call, you just call him Stan.
Yeah.
The only reason that Rob calls him Big Stan is it's a month-long punishment.
Yeah, and then we'll lift it.
Yep.
Yeah, let's get you
temporary
on traffic, and then we'll
now,
find out where
Now, the silverback thing, he's going to keep trying to push that,
Damn
but
right.
nobody will buy it.
No. Well, they didn't buy Radio's Good Guy either.
That kind of sort of stuck.
Yeah, it kind of did until people started saying, telling me I'm not a good guy. That hurts.
Oh, Mangus is on the phone all day trying to explain you're a good guy.
Yeah, nobody's buying it.
Nope. Not a one.
Nope. Couple of things on the board. Fort Myers crash 13,000 block of the University Center Boulevard, right by the Merrill Lynch. And in Lehigh Acres, crash, 1,300 block of Lee Boulevard, right by the 7-Eleven. We do it every Monday. We take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for today, for this very day, in a particular year. We're going to go bottom of the top 10, 10 through 6. Let's find out where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This day in 1979. Oh, I remember. I'll bet you dance to
it not so long ago. Yeah, listen to this doing my homework.
Yep. Live it up again with Stan and Haney. Number 10. Our friend, Gloria Gaynor.
But she's everybody's friend.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space.
That's me. I'm an astronaut.
I walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave.
Baby, you don't understand.
I'd have known for just one second.
Now that I've seen the Earth from space, I've changed.
Hi, I'm Gloria Gaynor, everybody's friend, and you're listening to Stan and Haney on 96.3 Rock.
Told you.
Yeah, everybody's friend.
Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? You think I crumbled? You think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I.
Not I.
I will survive. Oh, as long as
I... Hi, I'm Gloria Gaynor, everybody's friend, and you're listening to Stan and Haney on 96.3 Rock.
I'm back from outer space. I think you'd be impressed.
I am.
I'm back from outer space, and this is how you treat me. Hillary Clinton listens to this song. You know she's got to be aware of it.
That's Gloria Gaynor. I Will Survive. This next song at number 9.
You know this went through her head.
Was written by a Northeastern local regional songwriter. And he figured I should give it to a national act. So it could get some airplay.
Well, it seems to have worked out.
It did work out. Coming in at number 9. The Pointer Sisters. Number 8.
But we're on number 9.
No, where am I?
We're on number 9.
Oh!
Number 9.
Earth. Wind and Fire. I'm off today.
Yeah, good job. That's quite a win, Stan.
Yeah, I had it highlighted, though. So it was right. Number 9. Earth, Wind, I win. Stan,
yeah.
Stan's a winner.
But you were introing the wrong song,
yeah.
And you were about to turn on me.
Yeah, I was.
Go ahead, yell at me.
No, I'm not going to yell
no,
at you.
No, it's pent up now.
No.
You had it all ready to go, things you were going to call me.
I had it highlighted, and I skipped over it. I like this song.
But this wasn't about a regional song, right?
No, the next one will be.
Oh.
This is done by a super group.
And you already gave away who's doing the next song.
No, oh, wait, did I?
Yes, you did.
Well, you may as well just get to it. Here we go. Number 8. There we go.
Regional songwriter.
Regional northeastern songwriter. Figure she'd give it to a national act.
Mm-hmm.
I'm riding in your car.
You turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
To 96.1.
Yep. You're pulling me. They used to customize this, too.
I just say no.
I looked and I couldn't find one.
Really?
Yeah. You'd think there'd be one floating around out there that somebody recorded.
Yeah.
I used to have one.
If you were the pop station when this was a hit, they got the Pointer Sisters into the studio to read down a list of call letters.
And honest to God.
And they would let you play your call letters in the song.
My first job at a big station, you know, my first 100,000 water.
Yeah.
I got there, I want to say, in, this was in 79. I got there in like 81, 82. And they still had this as an oldie. And the first time I played it, it was this version. I went to the program director and I said, I know, I've heard it, you have it, why don't you have the version that says CK101?
Yeah.
They went to the archives, found it, and I made sure that's what was played from then on.
The only ones I know that did this were the Pointer Sisters for this song and the Rolling Stones for Shattered. They actually customized it. My brains are splattered all over, and for me, it was Hartford.
See, I never heard that.
Yeah.
They didn't do that for us.
But I don't know of any other songs that did it. There has to be more.
But this was the perfect one. Especially the way the Pointer Sisters did it, it was perfect. Wonder whose idea that was.
I don't know, but brilliant.
There had to be the first radio guy that asked them to do it.
And it's just like when national news channels go and do the promos for local stations. And they just roll down, and then they send the little deal there for you.
Regional songwriter. What was his name?
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh. Yeah, get it to a national act.
Might sell.
Could be a hit.
Burn me up with fire. I like what you're doing now. Fire.
At least it'll be an album track by a national well-known artist.
Right. That's the Pointer Sisters, Fire, number 8 this week in 1979.
And this one, I think one of the most underrated bands ever. I love them.
You talking about Hot Chocolate?
You're damn right I am.
Everyone's a winner. Number 7, great song. Remember it well.
I'm surprised it's 79. It seems much earlier than that.
Well, you gotta realize, leftover from 78.
But this sounds more 74. You know what I mean.
I do.
Guitar, but it's through multiple effects.
So it's not a Moog.
No. Well, there may be a Moog in there, but the riff is a guitar, but it's going through a lot of effects.
Gotcha. Everyone's a winner, baby.
That's true. Somebody says, I just got that Starship did a customized for radio stations with We Built This City.
I don't remember.
I only remember those two.
Because We Built This City, that would have been when we were at Y102, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they wouldn't have done it for us.
Oh, yeah. We were nothing.
Yep.
Big hullabaloo over nothing.
Yep.
Yep. The only reason that station existed was for our training.
Yeah.
That was like our boot camp. Yeah, that's right. Me and Stan, we were in boot together.
Yeah, a lot of years back.
Yeah, never will forget our senior drill instructor, Al Burke.
Yeah. He's still in radio.
Poor guy.
Yeah. He's in his 70s.
Is he still chasing tail?
He's been happily married now for 4 years. That doesn't stop him.
That's never stopped him before. Stop looking at me, Haney. I know I'm an F-up.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Al? You're supposed to be the boss.
He'd ask for a fill-in for his afternoon show because he was with us at the bar.
At lunch. Yep.
All right, there you
and
go.
And he had one overly ambitious employee that loved to do the afternoon.
Yeah, wouldn't never say no. That's hot chocolate. Everyone's a winner. Number 7, this very day in 1979.
You know, it was a great time for singer-songwriters like...
Sure was.
Like that, what was the guy's name?
The regional guy?
Yeah, with the Pointer Sisters song.
Oh, Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah, singer-songwriters from the Northeast like that one
and
this one.
Number 6, this week in 79... song brings back so many memories for me. I can pinpoint where I was and what I was doing when I heard this song.
Oh, yeah. You could do a whole calendar by his songs.
Yep.
You knowing could. What year it was.
Yep. Now, he was a regional singer-songwriter and made it big early.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why he got through and Springsteen didn't.
Yep. Well, not everybody can beat Dean Friedman.
It's almost time to bring that back. Almost.
Almost. Not quite.
Not yet.
But very close. Yes. Because once you let that genie out of the bottle...
There's no bringing it back. It takes months to get out of you. I don't care what you say anymore. This is my life.
Go ahead with your own life. Leave me alone. I never said I never said I was a victim of circumstance.
Somebody else. number one song this very day in 1979 was La Freak by Chic.
I don't need you to worry for me, cause I'm all right.
Also in the top five, YMCA by the Village People. New Kid in Town by the Eagles.
Oh, I love that song.
Rod Stewart, Do You Think I'm Sexy? You know about him.
Of course, everybody does. Name me somebody that doesn't.
Yeah.
It's amazing, as we've said,
yeah.
Pre-internet, but everyone of a certain age that was in a public school in the United States was informed about Rod Stewart.
Same thing about Ozzy biting the bat.
Yep. Everybody knew.
Everybody knew it.
Done.
Yeah. You know about Ozzy?
Oh, of course.
Hit the head off a bat. In some circles, it was a rat.
It was always a bat to me.
A rat. Again, I grew up in the Northeast, but it changed by the time I got there.
Snorting a line of ants.
Mark Haney and the News is next. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, to continue, please warmly welcome with us
Stan and Haney Afternoons, 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. I was telling you off air, I was looking at some message board about custom call letters put into hit songs. And believe it or not, the 70s was the time that most of it happened. 70s and early 80s.
The Pointer Sisters was the big one that I remember.
That was a big one. They said Jerry Lee Lewis was doing it as early as the 1950s. Putting in station call letters or the radio station themselves. Life is a Rock by But the Radio Rolled Me. Mm-hmm. Did customized versions for radio stations. Let's see what else they have that they listed on here. What was it? Sugarloaf's Don't Call Us, We'll Call You. Had inserts for radio stations to customize it. Harry Chapin's song WOLD would be customized to put in various call letters. Let's see. So it went. It went on.
I was able to be involved, but at the very, very end.
So, yeah.
And I remember having that conversation with the program director, who didn't seem to think it was a big deal, because he wasn't there when it was done the first time around.
Right.
I said, don't you see the value in that?
They are.
I could take it or leave it.
Top hit, especially if it's in your playlist and you're still playing it, and you had an old version that was customized for the radio
station. Are you insane? Well, I guess it can't hurt. I'm going, you've got the custom version.
And the thing is, you get the custom version. The radio, music people knew it would get extra plays.
Yep.
Because.
Of course it would.
And that was the way. Brilliant. They should do it again. I don't know. Maybe.
Are you suggesting that we make radio great again?
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
It's too controversial. You better not say it.
Don't fall back.
No, we got to spring forward.
Yes, we do. Cape Coral. Crash. Veterans Parkway and Southwest Pine Island Road.
I'm not falling back. I haven't said anything about what's going on in California.
Stop.
I haven't said a word.
I'm asking you to stop.
Toodaloo.
Road Watcher, there is a rollover accident on 75 affecting north and southbound lanes of Luckett Road at mile marker 139. Then we got Fort Myers Crash, South Tamiami Trail, and Jamaica Bay Boulevard.
Oh, lovely.
And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, February 3rd.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
All right.
It's an easy mistake to make. You think, I want the best in the world. And you figure it'd probably be the most expensive of what you're looking at. Now, I don't know what this tastes like, but it's the most expensive cheese in the world.
Oh.
So if you're Richie Rich,
yeah,
and you go, bring me your finest cheese, this is what you're going to get. Now, I will tell you it's called Puel cheese, and it costs $1,100 per pound.
What kind of cheese is it?
Well, it comes to us from Serbia, and you can only get this particular cheese from a very rare breed of donkey milk.
Ugh.
Puel.
Is it a soft cheese? Is it a hard cheese?
I have no idea, other than it's $1,100 a pound, and they make it from donkey milk in Serbia. It sounds filthy.
Yeah. Is it sharp?
Puel.
Blah. It looks disgusting.
What's in a name? Puel.
Yep.
It's like you're being warned off immediately.
Yeah, it looks like it could be a soft cheese that you'd spread on a cracker.
Oh, would you like cheddar, Munster? We also have an excellent Puel.
Oh, yes, I'll try the Puel.
Have you any grape, Bouvon?
No, but I've got some Puel.
You know, you hear all the time about television shows that start out in England and then are readapted for the American audience.
Wasn't All in the Family?
Yes.
And also Sanford and Son was started.
I think Married with Children was one of them, too. But it happens all the time. You may not even be aware of it, that they started out on English television. But does it work the other way?
Well, I don't know.
Where the English go, hey, that's a great American TV show. Let's bring it over here and do it for the British people.
I'm sure it must have been attempted.
Well, there was a British remake of that 70s show.
Huh.
In England, it was called Days Like These. It was an almost identical twin to the American version, almost word for word, and it was so unpopular with the British public, it was canceled after 6 episodes.
Rob found it. Here, let me turn the volume up here. Let's see if we has got sound.
Ever get away from that man? Perhaps they could go faster if they took off the tight-fitting uniforms.
Oh, look, you were right.
Do you get the feeling that Benny has a healthy and fulfilling sex life?
You're taking it too seriously, Dylan. It's a comedy programme. It's supposed to make you laugh.
Well, it's meant to be funny as well.
Don't mind me. I'm just putting some clothes in the machine. Eric, I thought you could wear this on your birthday. It makes you look so handsome.
Mum, why would I want to dress up on my birthday? I didn't know it was your birthday.
Well, you never know what's going to happen on your birthday.
Hey, everyone, Eric's having a birthday. Mum, I don't want a party.
Oh, well, hark at Mr. Sniffy. He doesn't want to have a party. As if I've got time to plan one.
Cancel it. Cancel that show. Cancel that show. Did they? Yeah, they did, didn't they?
It lasted 6 episodes. And I don't know what this says for us, but it was flatly rejected by the British public. Meanwhile, here in America, that 70s show is beloved and lasted 200 episodes.
Yeah. I think the long-haired kid is the Ashton Kutcher of the British version.
What makes you think that?
Because it's kind of similar.
Resemblance?
Yes.
I wonder if that was on purpose.
I don't know. I don't know what they're up to over there.
Best keep an eye on them.
Yep.
Although Brexit went through.
Yeah, it did.
Congratulations, Brits.
Yeah, he's the Ashton Kutcher. Look at him.
I thought the other one with the dark hair was.
Oh, I don't know. Then I can be completely wrong.
I base this on a couple of things. A, the legalization of marijuana, which we've been bored to tears with for decades.
Uh-huh.
Every year, somebody from Normal would come on and go, this is going to be the year, and it never was until it did happen. And then you got this Bernie Sanders, who evidently everybody's crazy about. We love Bernie. These two things, plus this next story, make me believe that the world is being taken over by slackers. They're passing legislation. Okay. They've got their own presidential candidates. 44% of Americans now firmly believe that today should be a paid national holiday.
You know, I've been hearing that for years.
Yeah, that's why I'm warning you. Because we heard the same thing about pot for years.
But even the Super Bowl, I remember years ago, we should have this day off. It should be a holiday.
And what happened with the pot? It came true. Yeah. It's going to come true.
I don't think so. Better not. You know what else I always heard?
What?
David M. used to say it on this show. That, and this was probably about 15 years ago. Do you know in about 10 years, the Super Bowl will be on pay TV?
He's never been right about anything.
Ever. He felt that because the league was getting so big and that cable was getting so big that the Super Bowl would be taken off of regular broadcast TV and made into
Do you know
like
what it
cable
would
or
take
pay-per-view?
For them to get past the break even with how much they make on commercials.
Yeah.
And then it goes from being a massive national holiday like event to like a fight.
Yeah.
Out of everybody that watched that game yesterday, how many would have actually paid for it?
Not many.
Not me.
Maybe a tenth.
Not me.
No, I wouldn't have either.
I'd be interested to see the highlights.
Yep.
But for what they would charge,
yeah.
Not a chance in hell.
Nope.
Unless your team's in it, you're not paying for that game.
No. And I've pointed it out, it's very quickly forgotten unless it's your team. Think back 3 Super Bowls. Can you name them and who the loser was? And no.
No, I know what the future looks like, and I saw it yesterday before I turned on the game. I had left my TV on NFL Network, And so when I turned on the TV to see the game, NFL Network's on.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to show the game.
No, because the networks pay big money for the rights.
So on NFL Network, it was a graphic with the team logos and the score with the radio broadcast. And I thought, that's the way you watch a Super Bowl.
You will be able to see the Super Bowl on the NFL Network this week, though, after it's been played.
Oh, no spoilers, please.
Yeah.
Go, Jimmy G! In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Hi, I'm Jason. You're in love and want to purchase a diamond. You have so many choices. You may be thinking, do I wait till I'm back in New York? Do I jump online and search the internet? Maybe I'll cruise over to the islands. Before buying a diamond, you owe it to yourself to give Todd and me an opportunity at the Diamond District.
Jason and I have the largest selection of GIA certified diamonds in Southwest Florida. All are priced at or below the most competitive places in the world. We've partnered with De Beers in Canada and Africa. We've traveled to Israel, Antwerp, and India to select our diamonds. We want to offer you the best possible diamond buying experience.
Come see why more people choose the Diamond District than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, in many ways, my friend Stan and I could be considered similar. Hmm? But in other ways, we're very different.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if you lie to Stan's face, he will not be disappointed in you. He's expecting it.
Yeah.
If you lie to me, to my face, I'll be very disappointed. And we've had many discussions about this. Why do people lie? Well, they've finally done a study, and they have the answer.
All right, let's hear the answer.
The biggest reason people lie is that they want to appear honest. Huh? They don't want to be honest. They want to appear honest.
I would think deceptiveness to project away from themselves.
Like, for instance,
that might not be appealing.
Savannah Guthrie is asking you an uncomfortable question. Your natural reaction would be, you don't know what you're talking about. Researchers found that if we have to tell people something true, that might make it look like we're lying, we'll lie about it so it will seem true.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Well, Stan, you know better than I do what they have to do to justify these research budgets.
Yep. Yep. They keep giving them more money.
They give an example. They found that lawyers would lie to clients by decreasing the number of billable hours they worked because they didn't want clients to think they were inflating the hours and cheating them. Boy, are they in la-la land.
What the hell?
They give another example from history.
This is horrible.
The first time that scientists measured Mount Everest, it was exactly 29,000 feet high. That's just what it is. But they publicly announced it at 29,002 feet because they were afraid people think that an even number was just them phoning it in.
Ah, that's stupid. I'd throw the invalid data.
Yeah, they give another example.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's say you finish a big project at work way faster than expected. You might lie and say it took much longer so your boss doesn't think you cut corners or you've been exaggerating how long your other work takes you.
Let's say I didn't steal the candy bars at the grocery store because I don't want to get in trouble. There.
The researchers conclude Many people care greatly about their reputation and how they will be judged by others. I think most people will recognize a time in their lives when they were motivated to tell a lie to appear honest.
That, I'm about ready to cuss. That's ridiculous. Who did that study?
Researchers.
Okay. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're credited here, but it's only a hot link, so I can't read who
it is.
Yeah,
I want to know, because it's faulty data.
There's a poor statistician that blames the data.
Jeez.
What? What is he
saying? What do you want?
I found who did the study.
Who did it?
The American Psychological Association.
Well, I told you. Flawed.
Yeah, of course. Aren't there the people that accredited you? Sorry about
that,
folks.
I think that speaks for itself.
It does. The only reason that Stan, and he didn't understand it at the time, obviously, but the only reason that the good Lord led Stan to get a psych degree is so he could work with me.
Little did I know.
That's how it would come into play. If you didn't have a psych degree, you would have washed your hands of me a long time ago.
A long time ago. Here, let's cut one.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Jeez.
Bill.
Yes, it is true, though. You know, it works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, it all worked out.
Yeah.
Turned out you did need that skill.
Yeah.
There's nothing like a hothead.
Yeah.
There's a 57-year-old gent by the name of Guy Murray Culligan in Missoula, Montana. Back in November, he got his hot little hands on a stolen debit card, so of course, he ran straight to the nearest ATM to try and take out all the cash.
Right, because he wanted to look honest.
Yep. But wouldn't you know it, got that stolen debit card in his hands, goes right to the ATM, and the damn machine ate the card. Now, he was so pissed.
How pissed was he?
Beyond. He was so pissed he'd been foiled by an inanimate object preventing him from committing a crime that he switched his goal from get cash to get revenge. So he stands at the ATM and curses it for a moment. And,
yep.
Well, then he did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
Well, I think it's obvious. Guy drove to the nearest gas station, purchased $1 of gas, poured it onto a pipe bomb, and threw it at the ATM to blow it up.
I'm looking at this guy. He yells at a lot of inanimate objects.
Mm-hmm.
He has discussions with all kinds of things, from ATMs, fire hydrants, doors.
Yep, entities. Fortunately, no one was seriously injured in the explosion. However, it did blow out the windows on Guy's sweet van and singed his beautiful facial hair. He was in court last week and pleaded guilty to malicious use of an explosive device, and he's looking at a minimum of 5 years in prison where he can plot further revenge.
I mean, seriously, look at this guy.
I would not put him in the rehabilitatable category.
No. Just looking at him, he smells like urine.
Well, some people say urine. I say he smells of recidivism.
Yeah, what a mess.
How'd he make it 57 years?
I don't know. He looks 80.
And that's the news for today, Monday, February 3rd.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon.
Lord works in mysterious ways.
Sure
that
does.
Psych degree came in handy after all.
Toodaloo. We'll be back.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. And now back to Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock. Everything that rocks.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Rob's show will be coming up at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. He will have a 6 o'clock safe word. Could get you a thou. Now, Valentine's Day. Oh, it's Valentine's Day, Stan. I know. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. It's about a week and a half away. And 96K Rock and Tat Cemetery in Fort Myers are removing the X just in time for Valentine's Day. Here's what you got to do. Upload a photo of the tattoo of your ex that you want removed. Go to 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app to upload that photograph. K-Rock listeners will vote on the tattoos on our website, and the winner will be announced on the Valentine's Day edition of this program, The Stan and Haney Show. So upload that photo of your ex's tattoo and get all the details at 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app. Removing the X for Valentine's. All right, let's take a look, see what we got here. A few things on the board. Two in Fort Myers, crash. 12,000 block of South Cleveland Avenue, right by the Eager Beaver Car Wash. Fort Myers, crash. 8,000 block of College Parkway, right by Barry University. And in Bonita Springs, we got a crash, I-75 northbound at mile marker 116. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
The most selfish thing that a human being can do is leave an empty shopping cart in a parking space. Yeah, if you've done that, shame on you. You're telling me you can meander 2.5 miles inside Costco, and the moment you get to your vehicle, you're like, not another step. Timed out my physical endurance down to this moment. Can't push it 20 feet. Help everyone else out. That's why I don't even care. You guys can try this too. Every time I'm inside a grocery store, I take someone else's cart. Do it. Full of food. Take it. It is so much faster. And you get to try new things. Do it. It's not wrong. Tell me how that's wrong. It's not stealing. What could they possibly even say to you? Excuse me, I gathered that. And that's how I found out that I like hummus.
Have yourselves a great evening. Rob show up next. Chance at a thou. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. All right, let's win. Let's get somebody, let's get some winners in the easiest game
you know what?
That we play.
I can tell you're excited. Could you write a quick jingle of Let's Get Some Winners?
Let's get some winners right here on the show.
Nice.
Da-ba-da-pow.
Now, if we only had, you know, jingle singers on demand.
Wouldn't it be great?
That was a, you wrote a beautiful one. Let's get some winners.
The winning's just beginning.
Super summer fun.
Ba-ba-da-pow. Here's what I got for you. I'm going to play a song in reverse. It's so easy. First person to call in and correctly identify the song and the artist. Song, artist. Name it. Oh,
Sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
Didn't we manage to talk to all the doors, all the surviving doors?
Yeah. Thank you, Haney.
What?
He just gave half the answer away.
Doesn't matter. If somebody doesn't know that.
I want to maybe get one or two that don't, then I can make fun of them. But you don't know that. What is your problem?
You know the problems we get into when you want to make fun of people? They call up Mangus and demand a prize.
Because a lot of hurt
Stan
feelings.
Was mean to me,
yeah,
and I want
feelings.
You to make it
yeah,
right.
Yeah. He hurt my feelings. Jeez. Remember, and I said this. Hey, I know that you're just hearing it now, but it's the truth. Never mind. You can hear the program director down the hallway because we're on a little bit of a delay, and he's hearing it just now.
Toodaloo.
Yeah, toodaloo. I was saying this just today that when we have the exact our brain has to work in the exact opposite that it did, say, 25 years ago. 25 years ago, Haney and I were told, don't get overly sexual. Don't use certain names and phrases. Don't talk about belching, farting, all of this stuff. Because of
Janet Jackson.
Because it's sophomoric.
Yeah.
But we could go and make fun of people, their religion, their type, their ethnicity, and all that. But all in good fun.
Persuasion.
Tongue in cheek. Now it's the exact opposite. Now, sophomore talking about farts.
That's
and,
great.
You know, Super Bowl cronk shots.
Please, more.
That's it, more. And it's the exact opposite of what we were trained for.
No, I mean, that's Rob's job.
He does it. He goes, you know what he does at night? He works blue. Well, sorry. Let's just get to the phones. Did I play it? Yes, I did play it already. Ahoy, who's this?
Norm.
Norm, how are you, buddy? Hot damn.
Doing great, thanks.
Go ahead.
Roadhouse Blues by the Doors.
Yep. You got that right. Absolutely correct. What would you like?
Pewter mug.
You got the pewter mug. $50 to the pewter mug. Hold on, buddy.
What is that?
I could go into a whole explanation about it, but I'm not.
I just wanted to make sure you saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure I'm not seeing things. Yeah. Other than the doors that were unavailable for obvious reasons.
Ray Manzarek was a friend of the show. I mean, a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
We had Johnny Densmore on, and we had Robbie Krieger on. Robbie Krieger was in the studio, but Ray Manzarek, we had called him up because he had a book coming out.
Yeah, I can't believe that, though. When you think about it, we had every member of the Doors.
And he did a regular interview, but we were allowed to go longer and do the interview, and he really loosened up. And by the time we finished the interview, he said, let me give you my home phone number. You guys can call anytime you want. And
that was so great.
And if the Doors 2000 went out and did a show or we would pick up the phone and call them, and we were on a first name basis with them.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just phenomenal.
And yeah, he was really good to us.
Very good. And, rest his soul. He died young, and he was great, though.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.